I think it's probably the first, and it was definitely the first, and it's probably the last time that's ever going to happen in my life. Yeah, so it was definitely it was a fortuitous coincidence of events, and I felt super lucky that Alex had both heard me and reached out, and then I took the job, and I ended up in Alaska.
Having grown up in the state and working in Alaska at other stations, what did you know about Unalaska or KUCB?
I knew absolutely nothing about Unalaska. Having grown up in Alaska, I had never heard of Unalaska. I had never heard of Dutch Harbor. I'd never heard of Unalaska. I had no idea. Being from Southeast, it's just a totally different world. All I really knew was that Alex had moved there from a pretty high-powered job in D.C., and that she was interested in telling stories from on the ground in a small community, and that's what I was interested in, too.
What were some of your favorite things to cover?
One of the biggest things that we covered was shale oil's exploratory drilling in the Arctic, and that was actually one of the reasons that I really wanted to be out in Unalaska, was because I was interested in what was going to happen, and so A lot of very exciting things happened on that front during my time in Unalaska. You know, the biggest one being that Shell's drill rig ran aground. Actually, both of their drill rigs ran aground. One in Unalaska, and then the other one much more catastrophically in South Central Alaska. At the time, it seemed very plausible that there would be a huge Arctic drilling campaign that would potentially change the future of the state of Alaska. Obviously, that's not how it turned out, but that was definitely something that we spent a lot of time covering while I was there.
I've heard the legacy of your time here that you also did a lot of FOIAing and just being very hard on local government.
I think one of our goals was to make sure that there was the kind of local reporting that, you know, citizens across most of the country take for granted from their local newspapers and their local media outlets, that we brought the same kind of reporting on local government and local affairs to Unalaska. And I think, you know, your characterization of it might be because I don't know that Unalaska was a community that had really had a lot of that in the past. And so we definitely did, you know, a lot of digging into public records and holding public officials to account, which I think is one of the most fundamental roles of journalism, is to ensure that public servants are doing the public's work.
It seems like an impressive standard that has been set for newsrooms that come after you. I mean, I still have a number of your files in my filing cabinet still. There's a lot.
Definitely. I spent a lot of time digging through contracts and, you know, chasing down various bids and things like that, just to, you know, ensure that, again, the public's money, the public's people who are serving the public are, in fact, not benefiting themselves, but benefiting all of us.
We talked about the newsroom becoming a two-person operation. Were there any other station milestones that happened when you were at KUCB?
You know, another big thing that we worked on was getting people access to our website. Before I arrived, the website had been hosted on an NPR platform that was great if you were in the lower 48 and you had a strong internet connection. But for the Unalaska community, it didn't work so well at the time because the internet was basically dial-up speed. And so in order to get to our homepage, it would take, you know, letting it load for 5 minutes. Something that Alex and I worked on together was getting a website created for KUCB that could actually be viewed by locals. And then in terms of other station milestones, I had started my career in radio through internships at other public radio stations in Alaska. And at the time, KUCB didn't have any kind of internship or fellowship program. And I thought it was really important to bring on new journalists who could then potentially, you know, stay on and work at the station or go work at other stations in Alaska. And so I started an internship program, and Lauren Rosenthal was the first person we hired. And then obviously she went on to stay in Alaska for several years beyond her internship.
Do you have any favorite memories of Unalaska or anything you miss?
There's so much to love about Unalaska. From, I think the thing that I miss the most is just, you know, being outside. There's not a lot of places in the world where you can have such ready access to the outdoors and to the amazing, you know, beauty of the outdoors as you can in Unalaska. And I, of course, miss, you know, the community. You know, there's like, I met so many interesting people in Unalaska. I think per capita, the number of interesting people in Unalaska is higher than probably anywhere else in the nation. There's a lot to miss. It's a great place. You should definitely cherish your time there.
How do you think living and working in Unalaska prepared you for the future and what you do now?
One of the things that I didn't fully appreciate when I was there at the time was just there are very few places in the world where whatever story you tell is the news. That's a pretty unique thing. Most places there's, you know, dozens of, you know, if you're in a big city like New York, there's dozens of news outlets that are, you know, all chasing the same five stories. And being out in Unalaska, having very, very little competition in the way of, you know, other people telling stories meant that the stories we did choose to tell were that much more important. And I think I learned how to really discern and prioritize what was important and figure out how to devote resources to that. And also, you know, that inevitably means like deciding not to cover some other things. And I think that's a skill that is so, so important for anyone, you know, who ends up like I am being an editor or a producer, being able to decide, you know, what you're going to do well and what you're going to have to set aside.